I'm Katie Gilkey with the Farm and Ranch Report. Here's USDA Grain and Livestock Reporter Greg Sanders with the Columbia Basin Hay Report from last week.
We had about 2,000 tons of hay trade this week compared to last week. Export and domestic alfalfa steady. Trade slow to moderate with good demand. Best demand is for Cuber export hay. Retail feed store hay was steady. Alfalfa mid-square bales on the fair to good for export sold at $110 per ton. Small square alfalfa premium quality for the retail stable market sold at $190 a ton. And Timothy grass, the mid-square bales, fair and good for the export market, sold at $130 per ton.
In Idaho, compared to the previous week, domestic alfalfa was steady in the light test. Trade turned active with very good demand as supplies are in firm hands. Mid-squares of alfalfa rated fair to good, tarped, sold for $125 per ton. In Oregon, prices trended generally steady in a limited test compared to the previous week's prices. Most demand is in the retail stable market. In central Oregon, large squares of good alfalfa bales sold for $125 per ton. In eastern Oregon, large squares of Timothy grass rated premium for export sold for $120 per ton. In Lake County, large squares of premium rated alfalfa sold between $160 and $165 per ton. In Klamath Basin, large squares of organic alfalfa sold for $150 per ton. Harney County had no new sales confirmed. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report.
I'm Katie Gilkey. Thanks for listening to the Ag Information Network of the West.